تلاحظ سيوا قد تتشلت متلاحوي قد تتشلتك عاي قمل. Welcome everyone. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of March, 2021. This is a short lecture on commands. This will be an advanced level lecture with some information that only advanced learners are ready to handle. The first point I would like to make about commands in Nuchanalth is that Nuchanalth has four command moods. All of you have heard the plain command mood, that's the ending E. But in addition, the language has a future command mood, for example, tlut imwe ich, sleep well in the future, a go command mood, a tu chi om I, go ask your mom, a tu chi om I, and a come command mood. The come command mood is almost completely lost, but we still hear it in the word chukwa chuk. Come here, you all. Chukwa chuk. Instead of the usual itch. We're used to the plain command ending itch for you all, but the come command mood for ending for you all is itchuk. Today we will be practicing the three most important, which are plain command mood, future command mood, and go command mood. We're not going to practice the come command mood because it is used so little in modern Nuchanalth. The second important point I would like to make about commands in Nuchanalth is that command mood endings are mood endings, but they are unusual in a few ways. You know that one of the main purposes of mood is to say whether a sentence is a statement, question, or command, and also to say who it's about. I, you, he, she, it, we, you all, or they. The main purpose of command mood endings is to show that the sentence is a command. That is, the speaker is telling someone else to do something. But some ways that command moods are unusual are, first, that it has no I forms. That's because we don't tell ourselves to do stuff. Second, command mood endings agree with objects. An example is na'atah is, listen to me. Na'atah is not only agrees with the subject, which is you, it also agrees with the object, which is me. The command moods are the only moods that do that. All other mood endings only agree with subjects. The third way the command mood endings are weird is that they incorporate unusual meanings. Specifically, the future command mood incorporates future meaning, and the go command mood and come command mood incorporate the meanings of go over there and do it or come here and do it. And the command moods are also the only moods that do this. We're looking at the beginner's mood guide. You'll see that most of the moods in the beginner's mood guide are in boxes of six mood endings corresponding to the six persons: I, you, he, she, it, we, you all, and they. The boxes for the command mood endings look a little different. First, because command mood endings only agree with three persons: you, you all, or we. Those are the only persons that we can command to do things in Nuchanalth. You singular do it, you plural do it, let's do it. Second, they look different because they incorporate objects. So you'll see that subjects are written down the left and correspond to the rows of the chart, whereas objects are written across the top and they correspond to the columns of the chart. So for example, when I command you to do something, if you're the only one involved, you are the only participant, then the command ending is E, as in wiki qua up, don't do that. But if I command you to do something to me, the ending is is. This is the top of the second column of the chart. Na'atah is, you listen to me. Na'atah is, that's a you subject and a me object. If I want you to do something to us, the ending is in. Na'atah in, you listen to us. Do you see how to read this chart? Why don't we go through all seven endings in the beginner's mood guide chart? And we'll put them on the word na'ata, because I think they will all work on na'ata. So we're going to start at the upper left, go across the first row, and then go down to the second row. Say with me, na'ata I. You listen, na'atah'i. Na'atah is. You listen to me. Na'atah is. Na'atah in. You listen to us. Na'atah in. Second row. Na'atah ich. You all listen. Na'atah ich. Na'atah ichas. You all listen to me. Na'atah ichas. You'll see that little plus sign, superscript plus in brackets. That means that not every speaker accepts this ending. It is now a bit old-fashioned. Some speakers use it and some don't. Next, Na'atah ichin. You all listen to us. Na'atah ichin. This ending is also old-fashioned. And last, third row, Na'atah in. Let's listen. Na'atah in. That zero symbol at the top of the first column means no object. So na'atah-i, na'atah-ich, na'atah-in, these are one participant commands. You listen, you all listen, let's listen. There's no object. But if there's an object, the ending will change depending on whether the object is me or us. Josh points out that the ending in has two different meanings. And you can see that the upper right and the lower left endings in the chart are identical. They're both in. So na'atah in can mean let's listen, or it can mean you listen to us. And you have to tell from context which one is intended. This is one of the cases where two different endings have the same form. So you can't tell from how they sound which one is intended. You have to tell from context. Now let's talk about aspect and how commands interact with aspect. Bev asked me a few days ago to say again exactly how many aspects Nuchonov has. This is not a completely straightforward question because Nuchonov has either five or six aspects, depending on how you count them. It has we can say that it has five because for most purposes we can just think about continuous, complete, repetitive, off and on, and ongoing. But sometimes we want to say that it has six because just a handful of verbs have two different continuous forms, which we call continuative and durative. An example is the stem that means high tide. So it has two continuous forms. They are musa and musuk. Musa is the continuative form, and it's more dynamic. It means that the tide is moving. Musa, the tide is rising. Musuk is the durative form, and it's a little more static. It means the tide is high, and it does not appear to be moving. But there aren't very many stems that distinguish those two forms. So for most verbs, we can think of there being five aspects, but if you want the complete picture, there are six aspects. Out of these five or six, the most important are continuous, complete, and repetitive in that order. Continuous, complete, and repetitive. And those are still the only ones that I expect you to have mastered. But you should be comfortable by now with all three of these aspects: continuous, complete, repetitive. It is also very useful to divide the Nuchonov aspects into two main groups, which we call imperfective and perfective. Those are technical linguistic terms, and this is one of the cases where I don't know a better practical term, so we just use the technical term. Imperfectives and perfectives. Most aspects are imperfective. Imperfective aspects, with imperfective aspects, we're not concerned with beginnings and ends. We're just concerned with an event that's going on and what it looks like. So a continuous event has no structure, it's just happening. A repetitive event has a little bit of structure. It consists of the same thing happening at regular intervals. An off and on event consists of the same event happening at irregular intervals, and so on. But what continuous, repetitive, off and on, and ongoing all have in common is that they are imperfective. That is, we're not concerned with beginnings and ends. If you're confused by this term, it might help to know that the term imperfective is Latin, and in Latin, perfect means complete. So literally, imperfective means incomplete in Latin. Conversely, perfective aspects, there is only one perfective aspect in Neuchanov, which is the complete. Complete is the English translation of the Latin perfective. With perfective aspect, we look at the entire event. So we're thinking of either both its beginning and its end, or often just its beginning, depending on the verb and the situation. And the reason why it's useful to understand the difference between imperfective and perfective is that there are a lot of generalizations and simple rules we can state using those terms, imperfective and perfective. So one useful rule is that when a verb has more than one aspect form, generally the one we want when we make a command is the perfective form, that is, the complete form. This is not always true, but it is a good general rule. So start dancing, hu shi'i. Start walking, yatsi'i, and so on. Now, there are some verbs where we can use either the complete or the continuous in a command. One example is sit. So I can either tell you tikwasi'i, sit down and be done, or tikwasi'i, be seated and stay seated. So there, the choice of aspect makes a slightly different meaning in the command. And there are also verbs that are almost never used in the complete aspect. One example is na'ata. Na'ata is almost always used in the continuous form, so the continuous form works perfectly fine with commands. Na'ata'i, listen. That's a continuous aspect command. That is a quick overview of the interaction of command mood with aspect. And one of the exercises we're going to do today is going to help us practice alternating aspect forms. One of the biggest challenges, as I'm sure you've all discovered, for native English speakers learning Neuchanov, is that Neuchanov makes a lot more aspect distinctions than English does, and it's hard for us to remember which aspect to use. So every time you learn a new verb in Neuchanov, you have to learn all of the common aspect forms, and then every time you use that verb, you need to decide, which aspect form should I use? After a while, it becomes second nature, but in the beginning, it takes special concentration. Our elder Tepat Julia Lucas came up with a translation for command, and her translation is Qis mahsabati. Qis mahsabati, which is literally what one is told to do, or what one is wanted to do. Which sounds funny in English, but it doesn't sound funny in Neuchanov. Juj. Aha mah wa mahsa.